get anywhere, and we don't even know that who is running the show, the chemicals in the brain, and the nervous system firing to a too high of a level of like being in a constant overreaction, as if we're being traumatized and if stuff is happening that grabs our attention. You know, Christine, how like when you're driving down the street and there's fire engines and then there's more and then there's more. I mean, come on already. What's going on? And you start to, you know, our nervous system start to have a reaction to that. What is going on in my community that 8 fire engines just rode by and they don't sound like they went that far away? That kind of thing gets our attention, and that's what's going on in our relationships. Mm-hmm. This is a special edition of Inner Vision. I'm your host, Nita Valens. With me is our Fun Drive producer, Christine Blasdale. And we are playing excerpts all hour long from Stan Tatkin's work on the neurobiology of relationships. And he's teaching us about many different things. But the main thing that you have to know right now is that if you don't make your partner a priority, then you're going to be in trouble. And he talks about this all over the CDs. Okay, and how many people do we need?
We need 18 callers in the next few minutes. And we don't have a whole lot of time, so we need everybody to pick up the phone and give us a call. This is a 6-CD set, Your Brain on Love, the Neurobiology of Healthy Relationships. The CDs are absolutely amazing. This is really life-changing, relationship-saving information. CD 1 is on love, attachment, and the brain. The second CD is on who are you, really? Who are you, really? The third one is who is this other person, really? And then together, the fourth CD is Who Are We, Really? Then there's a CD number 5, which is absolutely invaluable, Conflicts and Fights. Talks about separations and reunions, the importance of looking at somebody's eyes, talking about the changing your partner's emotional state, working with conflicts, the unintended messages that we send. Boy, oh boy, oh,
oh boy.
Boy. We
oh
could
boy.
Say something. We could say something, and it could be taken like really. Now, really, the word really could be taken like really, like,
or
oh,
really, really,
exactly.
Really,
exactly.
Are you kidding me? The phone is not ringing. Really?
The phone should be ringing off the hook right now. And it is. We have callers now coming. We have people calling in from Mount Vernon, New York, and Princeton, New Jersey have just called in, and they're picking up Your Brain on Love. It is a massive collection. It is your very own training course, 6 CDs in all, over 6 hours of content, and it is available to you by calling 516-620-3602. It is a tax-deductible contribution to this amazing radio station, so you get a tax write-off, plus you get to help save your relationship. Won't you be the next caller and join our listeners who have already called? Thank you so very much for your pledges. You're going to really enjoy this, and I do hope that you share this information. Make sure that you share this. This makes a wonderful gift. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And if you're getting this for you and your loved one, don't just get this and then hand it to them and walk away. Okay? If you're getting this, both of you sit down and listen to this. Maybe you want to listen to it on your own. You know, maybe you want to listen to it by yourself and then, give this to your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend. And have them listen to it. Whatever you want. The main thing is that you get this. Okay? Because again, we want to save you lots of hardship and pain and suffering and money and all that stuff. We want to save that, make sure that doesn't happen. And we want you to have a long, happy, healthy relationship. Because that's the main thing. That's what we are as human beings. We are in relationships with people. And, this is just a fantastic, fantastic gift. The number to call, 516-620-3602. We have just a few minutes left. So we need to get as many callers on the line as we can. We got a lot of calls from New York and from New Jersey. It's kind of even there, but let's get a few more calls coming in right now at 516-620-3602. Keep those calls coming in. 516-620-3602.
It is a 6 CD collection, and I, as we've talked about before, this is your owner's manual for relationships. If you're in a marriage, if you've been recently separated or divorced, and you want to know what to not do or what to do in your next relationship, because it's going to happen. You can't live on an island all by yourself. Remember, the greatest mirror that we have is being in a relationship with another person. This is where you learn all of life's lessons, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that. But we want to help you in your relationship. That's what this program is about with Dr. Nita Valens. It's about helping you save your relationships with yourself and with other people. And again, this is basically a owner's manual for relationships. There's a call coming in. We need 17 callers and it's a tax deductible contribution. We need 16 more callers.
You know, Christine, what I find very interesting about this is that when you have something very practical that we are putting on the table and that we are so excited about it, that it's almost too good to be true.
We need 15 callers, 15 more people.
It's interesting because, you know, people are so cynical. People say, oh, really? I mean, that's going to solve all my problems. Well, not maybe. It won't solve your dental problem.
Your brain on love, Christine Blaisdell. And we're going to terminate this a little bit early so that we can get back on schedule after a little brief outage earlier in the evening. Up next, Catherine Davis with the Vision for Life, a Heart of Mind special. Right up to this exciting announcement.
You are putting this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether...
Well, hi there. I have questions for you right now. Are you part of a couple having problems in your relationship?
No, but I'm part of an engineering staff having trouble with its announcement player. Let's see if it works right this time.
It's that time again. This May 2nd through June 5th, it's the WBAI Spring for the Green Fund Drive. And your new number to call to make a donation is 516-620-3602 or visit us at give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org, where you will find a list of items available for listeners who make a donation. WBAI is entirely listener supported, so it is important that you make the call to help keep independent radio alive and allow us to continue to help bring you your favorite programming. Again, the number is 516-620-3602. All donations are tax deductible, and any donation of $25 or more automatically makes you a WBAI member. Call in today and make a pledge.
And I want to welcome all of you who are tuned in right now. You're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. My name is Catherine Davis, and we have a very special health program for you this afternoon. And I am welcoming back, I would say, an old friend, not just personally, which I do believe and feel that way, but also a real friend of WBAI. So I'm going to say hello and welcome back Mayor Schneider. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. I want to
tell you, this is very special because only tomorrow, May 3rd, my new book is being launched, and it's going to be all over the stores and in the United States.
Well, that's right, and we're going to be introducing that new book today to our listeners. And in addition to the book itself, which is really beautiful, it's an updated version of an earlier book that you created, but it is also it's really magnificent in the way that it takes it beyond the subject of vision for life, which is really what you have come to be known for here on WBAI Radio. And that new edition is Vision for Life, 10 Steps to Natural Eyesight Improvement. And it's a really wonderful book because it really begins to expand that into a deeper understanding that what everybody really knows on some level, that everything is connected. And the eyesight is connected to other parts of our body and things that may be going on in our body. And just in the same way, our physical state will have an impact on our eyesight. So it really does expand the picture in terms of how we can really help to improve our lives by understanding your very basic teachings that you offer in this beautiful book.
Thank you very much. And the answer is to what you said is also physiological. It was found that there are muscles, the muscles of the exterior muscles of the eye. Have the same tissue that we have in our digestive system. So it's completely connected to our emotions. And in many ways, when people feel that the world is difficult, that it's hard for them to deal with the world economically and mentally, what then happens, quite often they don't want to see what's around them. And that's when they become nearsighted or farsighted. In this book, and I think it's worth it even for the people who get the book, got the book Vision for Life, the first one. The important thing is that I think that our life in the modern world, and it doesn't matter if you live in New York or in Cairo or in São Paulo, Brazil. What happens is that we have new life where basically ophthalmology only tries to repair what's broken rather than tries to help you prevent what can appear. I really think that eyes can improve, and it is necessary for us to improve them because lately children's vision is getting worse and worse. And for that reason, I basically put a very important children chapter. More and more kids have lazy eye. More and more kids have nearsightedness. And if you don't take care of it with time, the nearsightedness can become worse and worse. And it's very important for us to take care of the modern person. When ophthalmology decided that there is nothing that you can do to improve your eyes, and it is really a tragedy because they think that there's something you can do to prevent disease, like exercise, do a good diet. They didn't used to think about it in the 60s, but they do think about it as of the mid-80s. But right now, basically, they're saying there is nothing that you can do to improve your eyes. Well, using the computer causes so much eye strain to so many people that in this book, I've expanded the computer chapter. And I think that if we're not going to take care of our eyes, with time there'll be so many problems with the eyes, from dry eyes to strained eyes, that we really need to take care of them. And as far as our kids are concerned, you know, until the 60s, intuitively, people were trying to help kids to preserve their vision. So classrooms had big windows. And then ophthalmology decided there's nothing that you can do to prevent problems. And they only went by one research that didn't duplicate itself. And so they started to have fluorescent lights in classrooms and didn't have windows for natural light in classroom. And I think that with between computers and between the ignorance over the fact that we can do something or quite a bit to improve our vision, the problems accelerate. And whatever people have these days in the 60s and 70s, cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, they will have in the 40s and 50s if we're not going to take care of our kids. So for me, this book is with a huge message. You can improve your eyes and you can empower yourself. And don't listen to all the ophthalmologists who tell you that you cannot do that.
Well, that is so powerful a message. And if people did not know what this program is going to be about, this is really it, that we truly have a capacity to heal our eyes, to improve our vision, and really to protect the sight that we do have. And I remember when you were in town last, I attended one of your lectures. And the good news is that you're offering them again. You'll be here in a few weeks. But I remember there was this one exercise where we turned off the lights and you had us walking in the dark. And it made me realize how much capacity we have that we don't use and how much we are really accustomed to relying upon aids or maybe glasses or maybe, you know, how much light is coming into a room. And we don't pay attention to all the other dimensions of vision. And I thought that was very, very interesting and actually very helpful. And I'm wondering if you could talk to people about really how we can begin to understand our vision as being like a real capacity that is, of course, attached to how well we could see, but there's so much more to it than that.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm very happy that you're bringing this up. You know, in this world, we're trying to be comfortable at all cost. So I really believe that physical therapy prescribes canes and later on walkers and that later on wheelchairs way too quick. I think that many people are being given up on much quicker. I mean, don't understand me wrong. Sometimes it's the best thing to have. And when it comes into the eyes, I think we're being prescribed a surgery long before we should be prescribed. Well, what happens is that people don't understand the power of visual relaxation. People don't understand the power of general relaxation, especially if they're born into the modern world. But they don't understand the power of deep relaxation. And deep relaxation for the eyes is the beginning of visual change. And then when we talk about adjustment to light, I'm really heartbroken when I see kids at the age of 4 walking with sunglasses indoors in fluorescent light. We really need to adjust to the strong sunlight. I'm not saying you should drive to the sunset without sunglasses, or to the sunrise without sunglasses. You should. And if you want to look cool in a party, you can wear sunglasses. But in general, we should really allow the pupils to constrict in the daytime. And the sun brings optimism to our world. It also brings to our body much more than we think. the doctors told us to be away from the sun. Well, for every one person that gets melanoma of the skin as a result of being in the sun, and by the way, more get melanoma of the skin being away from the sun, but for every one of those who get melanoma of the skin for being in the sun, there's more than 7,000 people that get osteoporosis for not having vitamin D and for not exposing themselves to the sun. And the opposite is also true. We are not exposed enough to the dark of the night. For a million years, our ancestors and their ancestors used to walk in starlights and moon. And these days, you don't even wait for the twilight. As soon as there is sunset, most people turn their lights on. And we're missing on something so important mentally and physiologically. Mentally, we really should allow polarities in our life. We should allow ourselves to adjust to the strongest of light and to the darkest of the dark. And it is proven that kids who sleep with light in their hole, more of them have nearsightedness than those who don't. I think it's important to adjust to the dark. And there are many nomad tribes that walked in the dark and without even fire. And so we, even in the country, are using flashlight. I think it's so important to open the retina, and it opens our whole brain. We're starting to see peripherally and not only centrally. And the result of the fact that we're not adjusting to the dark is very big pressure on the eyes, and some people don't even know it, but they get glaucoma as a result of it. We really need to adjust to the star and the moon. And in my long classes, the six-day eye classes, which I won't teach this time in New York, but one day I will, we walk in a dark park, and we walk where there is no light, and within 20 minutes, it becomes very bright for everyone. We're starting to adjust to the dark of the night, and I think that what happened in the class that I was teaching people how comfortable it is to adjust to the dark. How wonderful it is for the eyes and how relaxing it is. And most people afterwards, when we turn the light on, start to see way better.
Yeah, that was really a very, very amazing exercise to actually experience that. And since that time, I have been, in my own home, keeping the lights out, actually. And unless I actually need the light to, you know, to read or to do something, I just find it so much more enjoyable to watch the day come light and then watch the day turn into night.
Because the colors, also much more relaxing.
Yeah, the colors are very beautiful. It's very relaxing. It feels very natural. And it's something that I have felt just as a result of that exercise to be a real improvement in my life, because it really made me notice something that I hadn't before.
Wonderful. And I just want to say, I mean, the power of nature can never be underestimated. Look how it used to be in the 60s that people thought modern medicine will fix everything there is to fix. And there's a sober idea that if you don't work on your body, if you don't work on your mind, and you and I know that if you don't work on becoming more in tune with your spirit, that eventually what happens is that all medications only work up to a point. And from a certain point, you cannot really, your health cannot be managed. In the past, cardiologists and doctors laughed at people that modified their diets and did exercises to help their heart. These days, every self-respecting cardiologist will tell you to watch your diet and do exercises. But when it comes into neurology and when it comes into ophthalmology, we are in the most sophisticated time in human history so far, and there'll be more sophistication. For example, cataract surgery used to take 2 or 3 weeks of recovery, and today 1 day of recovery, if that much. But at the same time, we're in a very primitive place where we think that all you need to do is go to the doctor, be given glasses, which are basically like crutches, that all you need to do is have a surgery to fix a problem, and you don't need to be in touch with yourself. And how poor the life is when you don't pay attention to your eyes, which take so much of your oxygen, which help you to pay attention to the world in a whole new way, which help you to be present. And in fact, the most important relaxation for the eyes, which is the palming meditation, is really a powerful meditation. So basically, paying attention to your eyes and paying attention to the different changes, the different colors of the day, that makes a huge difference, and it prevents you from being at the ophthalmologist's office. And the only thing, the only eye problem I want you to have, Kathy, when you're going to be 105, is that you're going to have to drive with great sorrow your girlfriend to the ophthalmologist's office. I don't want you to have any eye problem, and I want you to fix it in advance by being more enriched with this process.
Absolutely, and that's really what we want all of our listeners to understand, that this is something that is valuable to everyone, to begin to really pay attention to this, because the truth of it is that vision can disappear very slowly. You might not quite notice as it's going, but we can do things just like we go to the gym or go for a walk or do a workout in the park, that we should be doing the same things to keep our eyes healthy. So I want to let people know, I want to give people a sense of what we're offering them today. And then what we'll do is we'll continue with our conversation, and hopefully they will find a way to, to get involved, to make that donation to WBAI, and to really begin to make a difference for their own lives, for their own health. So just to give just to let everybody know that we are talking about, first of all, supporting WBAI and making a difference for yourself. So we're asking you to make a pledge to support WBAI. The phone number to call is 516-620-3602. So we're using a new number today, and that number is 516-620-3602, and you can connect with our donation call center. And we're offering you an opportunity to pledge and receive a copy of the book, the new edition of Vision for Life. And that's a pledge of $100 to support WBAI Radio. But we're also offering you these incredible lectures. And I'm really excited about this, is because this is where I learned something that was transformative for me, something that really made a difference in how I engage in the world. So we are offering you these lectures, Vision for Life lectures, and there are two. One is going to be on a Tuesday. It's coming up very soon. And the second is going to be on a Thursday. So I'm looking for the dates. I believe it is
Tuesday the 17th and Thursday the 19th of May.
Right. Tuesday, okay, the 17th. Thank you for that. and Tuesday will be the 18th. Thursday will be the 18th.
19th.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you're up on this, because for some reason I couldn't find my notes. But this is a very special opportunity.
Tuesday is going to be in TRS Professional Suites, which is 40 Exchange Place, New York, New York 10005.
Uh-huh. And
Thursday, May 19th, 2016, is going to be 7:30 to 9:30. 30 on Chelsea Studio, 151 West 26th Street, 6th floor, and it is New York, New York 10001.
Excellent. And we're asking you to make a pledge of $25, just $25. And so this is really, it's simply what the pledge would be for a regular membership for WBAI. So we're not making things overly expensive for you, because this is important. This is something that can change your life. It really can change your life. And we want you to be able to do that, to take advantage of that, to be able to really enjoy this beautiful life that we have to the fullest, to the absolute
fullest. Yeah, because my lectures are halfway lectures and halfway workshops. So you will learn why everything that you were told with your ophthalmologist, like the only thing to do with your glaucoma is measure your pressure and see how you lose your vision. Well, there's many more things you can do. Bring more blood flow to your eyes. Balance the use of the two eyes. Balance the use within each eye. And loosen up your neck, and you'll see that your pressure goes down and your peripheral vision goes up. I just, in the last workshop that I was teaching here in San Francisco, the six-day workshop, I had two people who got rid of their drops, and the ophthalmologist told them they don't need them anymore. Just recently, I heard of someone who came to my workshop that after an intensive with one of my students or trainees in Texas, she was able to increase her peripheral vision, something that is absolutely unaccepted in ophthalmology, but it happened with her. I had one lady in Tel Aviv once that the doctor told her to learn to read Braille and take a dog. Well, she took my classes, did my exercises, sunning and palming and many others, and she have shown the different peripheral tests. She was completely normal without drops or anything else. So what I'm saying is those lectures are not just lectures. You come to experience the power of vision. And then we'll do a workshop at the end of the week, Friday and Saturday, and we will give you also a discount for taking those lectures. But I really want to tell you that I'm not only a friend of WBAI, but I'm also a friend of Kathy Davis. She's a very good friend of our school, and I want to support this program, and that's why we're here a day before everybody else knows about the existence of the second edition. I think it's such an important thing that we will work together on you seeing better as much as possible.
That's so true. And I think it is really important for people to realize that we are actually going to be offering people an opportunity to participate in this lecture. But also there's an opportunity as a result of your participation that you will get that discount, because there some of you may want to take the longer lecture, the longer workshop. It's actually a 1 or 2 day workshop that you can participate in for those of you who want to do that. So, but we're only asking you to make that pledge of $25 to support WBAI. So the number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And you can choose either the Tuesday or the Thursday lecture, and it's coming just in a couple of weeks. So all the information you'll find there on our donation site, give2wbai.org. You'll find that information there. But we're also asking for you to give us your emails, because we want to make sure that you have the connection, that you will have the information, that you can be assured that your name is on the list. And we also want to send you that opportunity to receive a discount for the larger lecture for those of you who want to do that. So make your phone call. The number is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. It is only a pledge of $25, and you can participate in one of these lectures. It's either Tuesday, May 17th, or Thursday, May 19th, and that way you can choose based on the day or the location. The lecture is from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the evening, so you can go after work. You'll have time to get yourself together and get to the lecture. And it really is an experience. It's not just talking. As Meir goes through the various explanations, he has us doing the actual exercises. So you can do some of these exercises and really learn directly from the master of this art and see how it can make a difference for yourself. And for those of you who maybe have a deeper challenge, then you can also arranged to come to the longer workshop. And the actual workshop is Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st. So you can get information about that if that's what you want to do. But your participation in the lecture for that $25 pledge will give you a little bit of assist if you want to go for the longer experience.
I will never forget, Kathy, the first lecture that I've given actually in TRS when they were in a different location. And there were two people with cataracts in that place. And one of them has such incredible cataract that he couldn't see anything. And another one had very little cataract and, for a matter of convenience, wanted to remove a lens. And I remember giving them the advice. The first one has said you really ought to do the surgery as soon as possible and then do eye exercises to improve your vision and maintain your eyes. And the second one has said, why are you in a hurry to do a surgery? There's enough that you can do to prevent the surgery for the next 25 years. For example, look at the distance. When you look at the distance, the lens becomes flat. When you look from near, it becomes round. So if you look at a distance every day for 20 minutes, you may be able to prevent the cataract surgery by making the lens more mobile. So it was very interesting that I was able to give perspective. You see, what's missing in medicine is physical therapy for the eye. If somebody injured their leg or their arm, they would go to an orthopedist who would subscribe to them physical therapy first before he decides to do surgery. And that does not exist for the eyes. Or sometimes after a surgery, physiotherapy will be prescribed. Not that we couldn't have big improvement from it, but it will be prescribed. We, on the other end, absolutely neglect our vision because of some findings of few scientists that was never challenged. And I think that the fact that you come to my lecture, you give me a chance to bring up all of those ideas to help you, and with time to create enough public outcry for the fact that we're not taking care of the eyes, that eventually it will be researched and it will be found that vision can improve. I had some such wonderful cases lately.
That's right. And if there may be some folks who are tuning in who have had that experience or have worked with you, and certainly they're welcome to call in if they want to give a little testimonial to our listeners about that. The number is to call in is 718-780-8888. Again, that's 718-780-8888. Or perhaps someone has a particular question about their eyesight or a particular problem that they might be having. So we do have a call coming in. So let's see if we can invite.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Yes. Yes, hi. I'm calling to...
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio. Okay.
Yes, I just did.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes, please speak.
Can I talk?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, yes. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Mayor. Hi, Kathy. It's a pleasure to be here today. My name is Patricia Pinto. I live here in New York. But I did meet Meir a long time ago. I was a nurse when I first met him, 2001 in São Paulo, Brazil. And I was very impressed with his work when I met him. And after meeting him, I decided to train in his method, to combine my knowledge as a nurse with his holistic method. And it was very fulfilling to learn about its benefits. Really amazing. And I've been applying Meir Schneider's self-healing method in a variety of situations related to the eyes or the body. But one very touching experience that I had was when working with children with cerebral palsy back in Brazil. Children that had problems sleeping, eating, relaxing spasms. And by applying the Schneider self-healing method, I was able to reduce these symptoms and make their lives a bit more comfortable. And, I mean, I could keep talking for hours about great cases, but I know I only have a few minutes, so... just wanted to share this beautiful experience that I had.
Well, I really appreciate that. When you were working with the children who have cerebral palsy, did they have vision problems, or were you just working from the perspective of the movement?
I was working more with their bodies, you know, with the symptoms that I mentioned. I mean, they had very difficulty eating and relaxing and sleeping. And after I only applied the Schneider method and with massage and breathing and movements, just by applying that a few months later, this was inside of a school in Brazil, and the teachers, they were so amazed, and the feedback was always very positive and saying, oh, something really amazing is happening to this child. And, you know, they could see the difference. And, yeah, that was a very, very beautiful experience for me. But I do work with the eyes also. And but I wanted to bring something else because the eyes may use lecturing, and he's the best one.
Well, thank you, because that really does show the value of this method for the whole experience. So thank you very much for sharing.
Patricia, thank you very much. Thank you. Want to say that in Brazil, I have a big following. And lately in Brazil, last year, there was a research done by two physical therapists that went to a school, just like... Patricia did, and I've seen a DVD or a videotape of her work with the kids. It was wonderful. She did a very great research. But they went to a school, and they've shown that many kids lose their periphery because they use computers these days more than ever. When you use a computer, before you know, you don't pay attention to the ceiling, to the floor, to the walls. You just strain looking at the computer. Well, they've shown their parents and the teachers very simple exercises, and they have documented that within 2 months, all those kids were able to see at least two more lines on the chart, and they were able, 40% of them, were able measurably to increase their periphery. And that's the first documented research that was published in a very respectable physiotherapy journal in Brazil. And I want to repeat what I'm saying. We have to take care of our kids from a very, very young age. And right now, Patricia and I are working on a wonderful young teenager who, because of a tumor and brain surgery, lost a lot of vision to the extent of being almost completely blind, and we gained a lot of vision with her. She came all the way to San Francisco to work with me, but she's in the competent hands of Patricia, and I'm happy that I have a practitioner in New York that can help people, and we're working on her together, and I'll meet her when I come to New York, and we're gaining tremendous amount of vision. So just think, you only wear glasses, you just don't see well. Think about which cases we work with. Think about me. I was born with cataract. I had 5 unsuccessful surgeries. 99% of my lens is scar tissue. I wasn't able to discern more than light and shadow, a little bit of hazy features. I had 1% vision. I built up my vision to 70% of normal vision. And with my ambition, I'll learn how to read, write, and drive with it. The DMV, after testing me day and night and hesitated because of my deficit, decided to give me an unrestricted driver's license. And I pick up people from the airport, drive them around, and especially go to clients. And I'm so proud of my vision. And so I really think that... you, with your glasses, with strain in your eyes, you can get rid of them. And that's why I wrote my book, Vision for Life. And that's why I'm so proud to be on your show.
Yes, and yes. And about the book, Vision for Life, I just want to say one more thing. It's a very detailed, easy to read, easy to follow the exercise for the eyes. Anyone can take advantage of this book and naturally improve their eyesight. It's really very easy to understand what Mayer wants to, you know, his message and his exercise.
Thank you so much for your call. We have some other calls coming in.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you for joining us. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye, see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, and so, you know, this is very, really very gratifying. So remember, we're asking you to make a pledge to support WBAI. And for that pledge, we can offer you the book Vision for Life. And this is the new edition with the expanded sections for children and for computers. People who have eye strain working with computers. It's a $100 pledge. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Vision for Life. It's a $100 pledge. And for there's always people who are not able to get out and make it to some of the lectures. So we also have a more expanded pledge at the $150 level. And you can receive the book plus the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, together for your pledge of $150. But really, I feel that the real gem and something that is so valuable for you, this is it. This is the opportunity for you to say, I'm really going to make a difference for my life, and pledge at the $25 level, and you can receive one of these lectures. Either it's called Vision for Life Tuesday Lecture with Mayer Schneider, and the Vision for Life Thursday Lecture with Mayer Schneider. And you can pledge at the $25 level for either of those two lectures. And believe me, the space is limited, so you're not going to want to wait too long. By the time you hear this show, and it will play again, you want to have your lectures secured. The number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, and pledge at the $25 level to support WBAI. And I have to tell you that Mayer is donating his time. He's even arranged for the space, so the entire $25 pledge comes to support WBAI. And I think that in itself deserves to be honored. So I want to really thank you, Mayer, for the generosity of your time and to make this available to our listeners.
And thank you, too. I feel that I'm a very good friend specifically of you and your show in WBAI. And I want to say something else. While I will emphasize vision in the session, we cannot improve vision without better blood flow. And people should know that most of the muscles that we have in the body, we don't connect to them neurologically. So we will definitely have a few exercises to connect to muscles you never knew you had in your body, and to bring more blood flow to your head. We'll do, of course, more of it in the workshop, but in the lectures, I will definitely give you a good taste of how you could loosen up your neck. I've done it just last Saturday, and people were so surprised that the muscles of the toes connect to the tension of the neck, how everything in the body is interconnected. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, Kathy, everything in life is interconnected, and the body, to a great extent, is a map of your whole life. So I think you're going to get much more than just talking about vision, although we're going to definitely emphasize how you can overcome nearsightedness and farsightedness, and how you will be able to also improve cross-sightedness, and how you can manage your cataract, and how you can work to prevent macular degeneration from growing. All that is going to be mentioned and spoke about, and will give you a whole new idea of what you could do for yourself. So a combination of the book, Yoga for Your Eyes, and the lectures will be very powerful and could change your life completely.
Thank you. And we're going to bring in another caller. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with Mayer and Catherine here on WBAI. Do you have a question?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the radio. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know what the doctor thought about improving blepharitis, blepharospasm, switching of the lower eyelid.
Yeah, there's a lot that you can do to improve it. The first thing I suggest that you do is lie down with cold towels. Like, warm and cold combination is the best thing, but cold towels would be the best thing in that sense. And do a lot of massage around the eye orbits. I will definitely cover that in my lecture. But can I tell you about a miracle that happened with someone's eyelid in one of my classes?
Yes.
All right. So it's actually a combination of your problem and the problem that Patricia was talking about. There was a lady who was a Serbian who immigrated to Italy. And I went and lectured in the Bates Association, people who do eye exercises in the Bates method in Italy, and then saw her for a session. And then I came again 2 years later and saw her for another session, and she came to my class, and then she decided to fly all the way to San Francisco and work with me. So here's what happened with her. She had the surgery to explore a cyst in her brain. She had loss of hair, and they thought maybe that belongs to it. It didn't. There was no cyst in her brain. But while they did the exploratory surgery, very competent neurosurgeons, they unfortunately damaged her third cranial nerve, which has to do with blinking, which has to do with pupillary size, and it has to do with 4 out of the 6 movements of the eye. Well, her left eye was then closed permanently. So she worked with Bates practitioners for about 4 years, and then she saw me for the sessions I mentioned in Italy. And when she could open the left eye after a lot of work while the right eye is closed. But whenever the right eye would open, the left would automatically close. And eventually her teachers felt desperate, and they said, okay, go and see Meir, but most likely you're going to have to do the surgery to open your eye. And when it opens, it's not perfect. It doesn't close well. So she came to me, and first we met for a single session, which is an hour and 15 minutes. And she took my 6-day eye class. And then I said, we need double session, 2.5 hours. And I don't even know what I did with her. I massaged her. I took a glove and worked inside her mouth to loosen up muscles that connect from the mouth to the eye. I worked on her middle back. I worked with her inside a jacuzzi. I did all kinds of things that I did them so intuitively, I don't even remember what exactly I've done. Next day she came and she had splitting headache. But she wanted to be in my class, so I put ice over her head so she could tolerate sitting in the class and working with me. Then she saw me for another session. Believe it or not, she didn't give up in any way. She kept seeing me. So the day after, my exercise was that you close one eyelid and you open the other. You go back and forth, close one and open the other. And I took Tanya, is her name, as an example of how when she opens her right eyelid, the left closes. Well, the left opened, and ever since then, she can open the left eyelid when the right opened the eyelid. You can imagine that she is registering herself for my August training course in San Francisco because she is really amazed. I'm amazed. Everybody's amazed. There's no precedent that after 5 years of the eye being permanently closed, when the other one opens, it opens up. So there's a lot you can do with your eyelid, and there's definitely a lot you can do with your blepharitis.
Wow. Do you know what usually is the cause? I've read stress, medication possibly.
It is, in my opinion, slightly a virus or infection and stress put together. And, of course, I think the best thing is to work on the immune system of the body while you're working on the blinking itself. And besides coming to my lecture and workshop, it would be nice if we also met individually. You can call my office at 415-665-9574. And book an individual session.
Can you say that again a little bit slower, that phone number?
415, San Francisco, 665-9574.
Excellent. Thank you for your call. And we actually have a lot of folk who are calling in, so I want to get to everyone's question. But I did have someone calling in who was driving and couldn't stay on the line. He wanted to ask you about ocular migraine.
I mean, all migraines are basically, just to explain, for a moment things are fuzzy, sometimes they disappear, and they only last for a moment. All migrants, in my opinion, are not real headaches or ocular migrants. They're basically a lack of balance in the immune system. And we have wonderful exercises to create balance in the immune system, and those are Kegel-like exercises that lead to balance and relaxation, because we really are so spent in our normal life and so stressed that the immune system is in such a situation where it attacks the body. I really believe ocular migraines is one of them. Thank God, in most cases, it doesn't last long and it doesn't come frequently, but it's definitely scary and unpleasant when it comes. So it definitely can be effective to work on it.
Okay, we have quite a few callers lined up, so I want to try to get everyone who's lined up so far on to speak with you. But I want to give out that phone number again, because we are doing a fundraising program and we are asking you to show your support for WBAI Radio. And if you can pledge at the $25 level, then you can attend one of these lectures. It's a 2-hour lecture, and one is on Tuesday, and that is Tuesday, May 17th. Or you can attend Thursday, May 19th. They're at different locations, but you can get the information when you call 516-620-3602 and make your pledge of $25 for either the Tuesday lecture or the Thursday lecture with Meir Schneider. You'll be doing a lot of these exercises, and he'll be available to answer your questions as well following the lecture. For those of you who could pledge at the $100 level, maybe you're not coming into the city for that, you can receive for your gift a copy of the book, Vision for Life, and this is the new edition just coming out actually tomorrow, 10 Steps to Natural Eyesight Improvement, the book at the $100 level. And we also wanted to give you a little bit of experiential package so you can receive as a gift for your pledge of $150, you'll receive the Vision for Life book and Yoga for Your Eyes DVD in a combination. So there's many things you can do to support WBAI, and we are doing this because we want to support your health. I'm going to take another call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Yes, are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, it's you I'm speaking to.
Oh, hi. Yes, you want me to give you what I was going to bring up?
Yes, did you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Please ask, yeah.
Hi, my mom has glaucoma, but the specialized kind. Supposedly it's a structure damage that they've done at least 6 laser operations on her alternating eyes, and they've warned her that if she doesn't do it, she's going to go blind. So I don't believe the whole story. I don't really know, but since it is a structural damage, I was wondering if this system that you're doing, would that even help something like this?
Yeah, and I understand exactly what you're talking about, narrow-angle glaucoma, basically.
Oh, okay.
And there is a structural damage where the parts of the iris simply fall into the area of the cornea. Well, you know, sometimes people have narrow angle and don't have glaucoma, which is very, very interesting. In her case, she probably does, and as many people do. I think that my work can help her quite a bit, because in my opinion, glaucoma is not only the pressure of the eye, but it's lack of blood flow to the optic nerve. And so while I'm not going to replace their surgeries, I can help her to see better and expand her periphery with the exercises. And the problem with their surgeries is that the eye heals all the time. When they drill a hole, the hole patches itself. And so, again, they need to do it. The only problem is that people should understand that every surgery weakens the eye. And I've seen some tragedies in that sense. I've seen a situation, for example, there was one kid who was born with cataracts, like my kids were born with cataracts. But my kid's case, they did the surgery at the age of 2 weeks. They had to do a secondary surgery, and their vision is excellent. It's better than anyone who was ever born with cataract. My son sees better than 20/20, and my daughter sees almost 20/20. But, for example, I met a kid in somebody in Germany, and they decided at the age of 8 to put an implant because he saw pretty good after the cataract surgery, and he was allergic to the contact lenses that he was wearing. Well, when they did it, they blinded one eye from the second cataract surgery. So the first one succeeded. I say when the surgery succeeds, let's say thank you, go home, and bless it, goodbye. But there is a secondary to put implant, just to put implant. And so one eye, the right eye, got completely blind, except, not even with light perception. And the second eye was okay, but he had high pressure, glaucoma, and he saw good. He saw about 38% of normal vision, and I met him when he was 18, and it's the first time he could see light. I put him in a dark room and had a blinking light and patched his left seeing eye, and he was able to see light. And then with the other eye, we were able to get to 80% of normal vision. So what I'm saying is, every time you do a surgery, you take a risk, and you don't know how big the risk is. The risk could go either way. She could lose a vision because she doesn't do the surgery. She could lose a vision because she does the surgery.
I attend the class for her because she speaks Chinese only, so I'm wondering if I can learn.
You know, we have a book in Chinese, too.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Perfect.
Yeah, definitely. My book was translated so far to 7 other languages, and it's going to be translated to the 8th one this year, and one of them is Chinese, but it's also in German, in Portuguese, in Italian, in French, in the Czech language, and as well as in Chinese.
Okay, well, I'm going to probably come to yours just for myself because I have vision. You know, I like to hear more because
so I'll make sure remind my office to bring that. I should bring when we're in the frenzy of packing. I should bring a book in Chinese.
Okay. What number, your office? Oh, you gave her the number already. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, can I ask one last, just in case somebody else needs this, is not for me. If a person is gone blind, and I believe it's the diabetes that made them go blind, can this class also?
If they're completely blind, there's nothing I can do about it. But if they're legally blind and still see, I have cases where I got people who saw 5% of normal vision to see 80% of normal vision from 2400 to 2040. And that happened. I had several cases historically. I was so enthused. What we do in diabetes, we want to bring more blood circulation because the secondary problem to diabetes, well, the primary problem is lack or reduced production of insulin. But the secondary problem is poor blood flow. So we have a very nice massage of tapotmen on the bones to bring to create more blood formation because blood is being formed in the bones. And then we do specific exercises for people with diabetes. We work on blind spots with blinking light in the dark, and we can make a huge difference. But if somebody completely lost their vision, I don't think I can bring it back.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call. We have quite a number of people still hanging on to ask those questions, Meir. So I'm going to take everyone who's hanging on, we're going to take your call, so don't go away. But I just want to give out that number. The pledge line is 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. And we're offering you a number of opportunities to connect with Meir. And the most reasonable, I think, and really a beautiful opportunity is to go to one of his lectures. He's going to be here in New York City in another 2 weeks. And we have a lecture on Tuesday, and that is going to be Tuesday, May 17th. And he'll offer another lecture on Tuesday, May 19th. And it's only a $25 pledge. You can choose either one when you call that number, 516-620-3602. But remember that there's limited numbers. Only a certain amount of people will fit in any given room. So if you think this is something you want to do, please make that pledge right now. The number is 516-620-3602. And for those of you who can pledge at a greater amount, we're offering you a package, his new book, Vision for Life, 10 Steps to Natural Eyesight Improvement, along with the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes. And the DVD is a way of you being at home and having those exercises to work on. For those of you who want the DVD alone, that's a $75 pledge when you call 516-620-3602. So, Meir, I'm going to take another call, okay? You are Hi. Live on the radio. Yes, hello. Do you have a question?
Yes. I want to make a testimony.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, about the Meir's work. I met him in 2012 with lamellar pseudo-hone, and it is a degenerative sense of the retina. And the surgeon wanted me to make a vitrectomy. They put the vitreous away and put some silicone instead. And in fact, my husband lost his eye with that. So I said no in the first 5 minutes. And I tried a lot of things. It was not enough. And when I met Meir in 1 month with his exercises, with a 2 days workshop and a private session with him, the same surgeon didn't recommend the surgery anymore. And I've seen him 5 times since this time. So I'm very, very grateful.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I said that's
beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. So after that, I started training with him to bring the method here in Canada. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's wonderful. So, Meir, can you explain kind of medically what happened here?
Well, what happened is the retina starts to basically become tight and narrow, and the fear that exists, and in fact I worked with several cases like this, is that the vitreous, which is between the lens and the retina, will pull the macula out and will create a macular hole, which gets you to be blind in your central vision. And what is wonderful with Jeanne is that she found my DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, in Quebec. She found it through another book that was in French. Now my new book is in French. And she thought that traveling to San Francisco is too far, so she met me in New York, thanks to you, Cassie, because I came for a book tour in New York. And she had her first sessions there after a year of trying in many different ways to prevent the surgery and almost succumbing into needing to do it, then we worked, and she came back home and found that she doesn't need it. So she decided to train with me, and in fact, she will come to New York to help me work with clients. And anybody who wants to train with me, after hearing Patricia and hearing and hearing Jeanne, can come on August 12th through the 31st. If you have 16 days to 10 long days to have the initial training in my work, where you learn to work with 7 different systems. So I think those of you who want to really know me better can come to those 2 lectures and see if you want to add a profession to your life and add capacity to your life, and also work on yourself intensively one of these days in San Francisco. It does take many hours, but if you already decide that you really want to know about my method, maybe come to work with me by the beach, by Ocean Beach in San Francisco, it's worth your while to come for couple of nights and see how I work, because I definitely don't waste any time. From the very start, I demonstrate my work.
That's amazing. I want to thank you for calling. We have a few more people standing by, so thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And so, and Meir, this is true that people can really follow a path with your method, and we're inviting people to take that first step by also donating to WBAI, and you'll be able to attend one of the lectures, either the Tuesday or the Thursday lecture, and it's Vision for Life Tuesday lecture or the Vision for Life Thursday lecture. It's only a $100 pledge of support. And we heard about the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, we heard that testimony that, you know, that it's really, it's real. The exercises are exercises that you can use, and you can use this as a guide. We're offering that at a $75 pledge. And if you can pledge at the $150 level, you'll receive the new book as well as the DVD. So you can pledge at whatever is reasonable for you. Show your support for WBAI, but be assured that this is something that is of great value to your health, and will, if you follow the exercises, will really make a difference.
Just think what it is to work symptomatically with the body. If Jean would have had the vitreous detachment, the vitreous surgery, it probably would have helped well, it healed well, but in about 6 months, she would have a dense cataract. And there's already sign of beginning, but she would have a very dense cataract. They would remove that. And my experience says the next thing is retinal detachment. They would fix that. And the next thing after that is retinal scarring, which they would have to take off. Just think, you know, if you can do breathing exercises and not have asthma, what kind of wonderful side effects do you prevent from taking medications against asthma? If you have your joints relaxed and mobile and don't have arthritis, think how many diseases you prevent from all the anti-pain and anti-inflammatory problems that you get from having arthritis. They're saying that every year more people die from anti-arthritic medications than from all illegal drugs put together internationally. Now let's talk about the eyes. If you're able, with blinking, with sunning, with palming, with the nine principles that I'm explaining in the book Vision for Life, to reduce or eliminate your nearsightedness, to prevent your farsightedness, you may prevent so many procedures that always have secondary effect to them just by working simply on yourself and borrowing nature power. In fact, I really think, Kathy, I'm not here and you're not here. Nature is here, and it's working through us. And I think that the more we become humble and basically borrow nature's power and work with it, the better we are in life, basically.
So true. I really love that. We have two more people standing by. I want to make sure that they get in to ask their questions or maybe testimonial. So we'll go to the next caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Kathy and Dr. Schneier. I wanted to ask the doctor, I also had a situation that I was born with cataract. There was an operation done when I was 8 years old, and but that was not successful at all. So I only have vision from one eye. Right now, I have floaters in one of the other eyes. I do have an ophthalmologist, but he's not holistic, or my doctors are. And I wanted to ask him two things. Private consultation. Is that possible? And the other thing is supplements. Can we do some supplements to help with to revitalize the eyes?
So first of all, supplement is a good idea, and private consultation is possible. You can call our school at 415-665-9574, and Chris can schedule you for that. And in terms of the floater, it is annoying, but it doesn't really stop you from seeing. And there are wonderful exercises against floaters, which I can teach you, and they're also in my book, and I will also go over them in my workshop. And in general, what you do with the floater is the opposite of what you want to do, which is you go outside where it's bright, where most people see the floater even worse, and you look at the floater. And it floats away, and you keep looking at it, and the vitreous fluid basically destroys it. So many people escape their floater because they're disgusted with it and because they're annoyed by it, but do the exact opposite, look at it. But you have to be in a neutral state to do that, because if you're annoyed, it's not going to work. So we really need to meet and work on that.
Very good. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Call. All right. So we're going to go to, we have one more caller standing by. Make sure everyone gets that question. And hello, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Am I on radio?
You are on the radio, yes.
Yes. Can I ask the doctor a question?
You can ask Mayor a question. That's why he's here. Go right ahead.
Oh, all right. I have a I had a pucker, which is what he was talking about, and which led to a hole. And I just wanted to know what would be the best course of action. It was I only operated on about 2 weeks ago.
Do they offer you a surgery?
Pardon me?
Do they offer you a surgery or no?
Yes, they did. I had it 2 weeks ago.
So I'm actually coming on time to New York because you had to wait 4 weeks before you see me. So that's great if you want to see me then. And
yes, I would.
What we would do is, after doing palming and sunning and looking at a distance and many others, we would probably patch the eye that doesn't have the pucker, cover the areas in the periphery of the eye that has the pucker to have you look centrally, because unlike conventional medicine, I do believe that there are cells that can recreate the macula that is destroyed, because macular hole means you don't really have any more rods in that cones in that area. And I think that there are cells which are called Miller cells that within 8 to 9 months can help you get your macula back. So that's what I would work with you on.
Wonderful. How would I call for an appointment?
415-665-9574. And I'll be more than happy to see you in my lectures as well.
Wonderful. Now, if I call there, I can make an appointment, and you're going to be in New York when, in 4 months?
I'll be in New York when I'm coming for WBAI to give the lectures. I'm coming in respect for Kathy's show, and to WBAI. I feel that I'm a very old and future friend with Kathy and her show and her spirit, and I feel very much at home being here.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm going to call over there, and I'm going to make an appointment to see you.
Okay, right. Thank you.
I'm looking forward.
Okay, so we made it through our callers, and I have to reach out to all of you to make a donation to WBAI, because that's also why we're here. Meir has been generous enough to donate his time. He's arranged for the space. WBAI doesn't have to come out of pocket for these two lectures, but we want to fill them up. We want to be able to really benefit from this great gift. So make your phone call. The number is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602, and we're asking you to pledge $25, just a $25 donation. Please be sure to leave your email so that we can send back that receipt and make sure that you are registered and secure in your place, because there's limited numbers in each of these lectures. Again, if you call 516-620-3602, that's 516-620-3602. So those of you who are listening to this, if you have, perhaps you have the earlier version of the book or you have the DVD, make a pledge. Maybe this is something that you can share with your family and friends. You know how it can be useful in your life and in the life of your community. And we depend on you here at WBAI for your support. And I really must say that whenever I have Meir on the line, fundraising or not, I really think it's a good idea. I was really happy that you suggested, Meir, that we take phone calls, because it really does give an idea of real-life people having this experience, being able to use this method and improve their lives. I see one more.
Absolutely. And what's nice with your energy and your spirit that you draw those people to come and call and bring things up. And I just want to say, those of you who have the first edition of the book, I expanded greatly the nearsightedness chapter, the myopia chapter, the error of refraction area, and I really expanded the glaucoma, and I also talk about nystagmus, which is involuntary movement of the eye. My eye used to move 300 times per minute when I started my work. I couldn't really see anything. People thought when I would take my dark glasses off, that I'm a drug addict, because they just would move quickly from side to side. And after doing palming for many hours, I was able to reduce my nystagmus to 60 movements per minute, basically. And then what happened, right now is that it's between 0 and 12 movements per minute. So I've done a very nice nystagmus chapter, very nice cross-sided chapter, and I dealt with a lot of the problems that were brought in here. But also I must mention, retinitis pigmentosa, we didn't change, it's the same, but also the preface and the conclusion are much more advanced and even much better in the book. So it's worth your while to get the second edition. And I would like to say myself, we pledged, our nonprofit pledged, the rooms for WBAI, and I really hope that all the audience will pledge to support, especially Kathy David's show.
Thank you very much, Meir. I so appreciate that. So I really want to let everyone know just how valuable an offer this is. We've gotten a few pledges, and I'm really grateful that we have, but we want to fill those rooms as well. So the number again is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And I'm wondering, Meir, if you could also talk a little bit about the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes.
Yeah, what's really great about it, and we will produce more by this point, that's the one and only DVD that shows you how to do the exercise. If you buy the book, of course, we have a lot of pictures that show you how to do the exercise, but there's nothing as nice and as simple as reading the book that has much more material and information in it. And the DVD can definitely guide you and give you a sense of how you do those exercises. It's very dynamic. It's only 75 minutes, so it's an hour and 15 minutes you can watch. And my suggestion, watch it 5 or 6 times. It could be very valuable. When you watch that, then you can really work better with the book itself. And in the future, we will produce DVDs that will follow the book. By this point, we don't have any. This is a DVD of the late 90s, and it still is a bestseller for Sounds True, the company that made it.
Exactly. And we are offering it as a gift for your pledge to WBAI. So if you can make that pledge of $75 to support this radio station when you call 516-620-3602, then we will thank you with a copy of this DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes. And for those of you who really feel that this is a valuable program and you are happy that Meir is coming to New York, really specifically for the WBAI audience, then please do make a pledge. Pledge at whatever level you feel comfortable with. You can pledge at the $75 level for Yoga for Your Eye. The DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, or a $100 pledge for the book, Vision for Life, and a $150 pledge for the pair, the book and DVD. And remember that your donation goes towards keeping these phone lines open, keeping this radio station up and broadcasting. So when you're making that donation, you're making it possible for us to bring you programs such as you're hearing today. You're making it possible for us to work with you through Meir and other practitioners who come in and have really dedicated their lives to a transformative effort. We could see it in Meir's own life, and we can see the work that he's doing to help everyone else. So we're asking you to please make your phone call and show your support for WBAI, 516-620-3602. Perhaps you want to make a donation to WBAI, and you can offer these as gifts to someone else in your life. Maybe there's someone else that you want to think about. Maybe that there are alternatives for them as well as what you're hearing about all of these callers here on the radio station. The way to help a person is to expose them to what the choices may be. And this particular program is giving you a tremendous opportunity to see and to try different methods to healing your eyes, to healing your body. And it's really a beautiful, magnificent thing because our body is so interconnected that we could be thinking about our eyes, but we're helping other aspects of our health. Or we could be working towards the health, and it's going to be also increasing our ability to have vision. So we're a beautiful, complex human organism. And I believe that Meir Schneider's method is a way that can help on so many different levels. We have another call coming in, Meir. I'm going to take that call. But I also want you to talk about some of the other ways that you've helped people through your method, even though they may have eye issues, but some people have other kinds of issues that are more complicated that you've been able to help as well.
Absolutely.
Hello, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. My doctor told me that because of the way my lens are shaped, I'm only nearsighted. Are there any activities that I could do to improve that?
Well, normally they say because of the way that your eye is shaped, you're nearsighted,
yes,
which means not the lens, but the eye itself, that the eyeball is long, right? And because mm-hmm. of that, the light falls in front of the retina and not on the retina itself. And that's as if you had a screen. And so the screen is far away from the source of light is far away from the screen. So the picture falls in front of the screen and not on the screen. So what's on the screen is not clear. And that's why it gives you reduced prescription, like minus, in order to see with. That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
Well, there is a solution. Let me tell you the 9 principles in my book. One is deep eye relaxation, and that leads to the best way that you work. The best exercise is palming, although sometimes you need to exercise, run, bike to relax your eyes, but that's important. Second of all, get rid of your sunglasses, only wear them in special occasions, and adjust to the strong light of the sun with sunning exercises and to the weak light of the night. Third, look at the distance, because a nearsighted eye normally looks from near, and without your glasses, look at the distance and wave your hands to the side. The fourth one is pay attention to your periphery. Many people strain too much centrally. The fourth one is balance the use of the two eyes. Start to use your weaker eye, and not only the strong eye. And then the next one is balance use within each eye. And the next one is look at details, because many people stop looking at details unless they wear their glasses. And then the next principle is body and eye coordination, and the last is blood flow to the eyes. Let me tell you, glasses eventually lead to a situation that you look through only a focal point through them, and mm-hmm. eventually you freeze your eyeball, and you freeze, less light comes to your retina. So the less you use the glasses, the better you see through them, and the prescription keeps going up and up. And when you go to an optometrist, normally, since you're being tested, you see worse. So it gives you glasses for worse vision, and you adjust to them by weakening your eyes. And then when they give you contact lenses don't have the problem with glasses, but they compromise your immune system. In order to receive your contact lenses, you have to basically suppress it, because the eyes don't want to get any foreign object, and they don't allow you to breathe as much oxygen. And LASIK is the worst thing, because they basically make glasses out of your cornea. And I think your eyeball can definitely change shape, and it's only a matter of time following my principle through the exercise that you do. And that is where exactly I disagree with ophthalmology. I think that just like you can straighten the back, which is slightly stooped, you can straighten the back, which is laterally stooped, which most doctors don't believe in. You can change the shape of the body. You can change the shape of the eye.
Yes, and, you know, I had a problem with that, right? Because, you know, I'm only 20 years old, and I really didn't want to depend on my glasses, because I know my sister, she's now fully dependent on her glasses. And so the last time I went to my eye doctor, you know, she told me that if I didn't, you know, start wearing my glasses more often, then, of course, my eyes would get worse, and I would have to get, like, these, you know, really thick glasses. And so she, you know, I was just...
The opposite is the case. The moment you wear glasses, you depend on them and your eyeball becomes longer. So, for example, let me tell you the exact opposite. Let's say you did wear glasses. Let's say you're not now in your 20s, but you're in your mid-30s, and you listen to your ophthalmologist who gave you a very bad advice, and you do wear your glasses. If you came to work with me, as you improve your vision, I will suggest to see a friendly optometrist and reduce your prescription where you only see 80% of normal vision, like 20/40. And then you see better and better, so then you see 20/20 with the reduced prescription, and slowly, slowly you get rid of your glasses. It takes much longer. You're in the best time to come to my lecture and to my workshop and work and see sharper and not need the advice of your ophthalmologist. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, that was a good call. Thank you for your call. And I know that people have more questions, but remember that you can actually come to the lecture, and Meir will be there. He'll spend time asking some of these questions for you and giving you some idea of what you can do to improve your eyesight. We're closing in on the last part of the program, but we are reaching out to you who are listening to us here on WBAI to call and show your support. The number is 516-620-3602. Make a pledge of $25 and you could attend one of these lectures, either the Tuesday lecture with Mayor Schneider. It's Vision for Life Tuesday lecture, and that is on the 17th of May. And it is also, or the Thursday lecture, which is on the 19th of May. And remember, when you make that pledge at the $25 level, Mayor is even added to his wonderful gift to WBAI. You'll have an opportunity to get a bonus of 10% off of his 1 or 2 day workshop. So you're not losing anything. You're taking advantage of this opportunity to have that lecture, to learn. You could actually experience these exercises, and then you can go on to talk to Meir, to schedule one-on-one, to go with his workshop. We encourage that because we want the best for you, but we also very much need for you to call and support WBAI. And that number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. If you really appreciate this program, if you are benefiting from this information, we ask you to show your support by making that phone call, because it's through WBAI that I can bring this to you, that BAI can bring this to you, because we have the opportunity over these airwaves, 99.5 FM. But without your support, that opportunity closes up. We really are stretching to be able to handle the responsibility and what it costs to run a radio station in terms of electronics, equipment, the transmitter, the space that we're in, the office and the radio station is in. Because we don't take commercial advertising, we can bring you alternative messages. We can bring you choices that you might not hear about on a radio station that is being sponsored by an ophthalmologist group, or that is being sponsored by a drug, or that is being sponsored by surgery. So we're not saying that you shouldn't make those choices. What we're saying is to broaden your perspective and understand how great a choice you actually do have. But to do that, to continue to do that, we need your phone calls at 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And we are offering you a number of choices. Of course, the really special one and limited are the lectures, Vision for Life Tuesday or Vision for Life Thursday. It's only a $25 pledge, and you have the experience. You'll be able to do some of these exercises with Meir. You'll be able to ask your questions about your particular situation. You'll receive, as a result, a little bit of a discount towards the weekend workshop as well. So that's only a $25 pledge when you call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We have more calls coming in. People want to talk to you, Meir. But sure. I need for people to call the pledge line and make a pledge of support as well, so that we can keep this going, so that we can make this opportunity available over and
you
over.
You know, Kathy, when I worked on my eyes, think about it, 99% of my lens is scar tissue. I have a blind certificate for good from the state of Israel, and I have a driver's license these days for many years in the state of California. I just realized that in many different ways you can translate this work to other places of the body. We have 600 muscles, and most of us use only 50 out of them. We have capacity to work with our nervous system like never before. And the latest case that I had was one lady who has multiple sclerosis, fell down, and her daughter wanted to put her in a nursing home. Well, I came to her and worked with her intensively. And in the last 5 years, I worked with her once a week, and she does not need to go to a nursing home. Her home is built just fine for her. And for me, it means a lot. Everyone in different situation can get better. For example, the case that I mentioned to you, the one who had the secondary cataract surgery that was not necessary, just to put an implant. While it was successful at first, it wasn't successful 8 years later. And so only 10 years later, in the eye that was totally blind, he was able to see light. And he was so happy that he could see something there, even if it was light. And in the other eye, he improved his vision from 38% to 82%, and he's very happy about that. So in every situation, we can use the body's capacity to move forwards. You cannot compare one situation to another or one person to another, but you can always use the resources that you have to be in a better place.
Very, very true. And so we are really looking for you to make those phone calls. The number is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. For those of you who can make it to the actual lectures, you can do that by making a $25 pledge. And really, this is the only entry point for these lectures. And one is going to be on Tuesday, and that is Tuesday, May 17th. And the other will be on Thursday, May 19th. They're in two separate locations. The Tuesday lecture is on TRS, Professional Suites, 40 Exchange Place. And the Thursday lecture is at Chelsea Studios, 151 West 26th Street. But this is listed on our donation site, give2wbai.org, give2wbai.org. You can make your donation there, or you can call our pledge line, 516-620-3602. We're also offering you the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes. It's a $75 pledge of support. And we're also offering you the book, Vision for Life, the new edition, is a pledge of $100. And a package of the DVD and book is a pledge of $150. When you call 212-209-2950. I mean, think about how valuable this information is for you and for your loved ones. And we're asking you to share some of that with WBAI if you do feel that this is valuable, if you do feel a sense of, yes, WBAI is an important radio station, this is where I get the information that transforms my life, then please do make the phone call, 516-620-3602. We have a couple more calls coming in. I think people are being very insistent. They have questions for you, so I'm going to take another call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Please turn off your radio.
Turn off the radio.
Yes, you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. Hello.
Hello, and good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to find out what the doctor's opinion is on presbyopia.
That you had too many birthdays, like 42 of them, and then you start to not see well from knee, right? So basically, the situation is that the lens becomes stiff, that the lens capsule becomes stiff, and that the ciliary muscles become weak. And the last thing in the world you want to do is depend on glasses, because the moment you do that, you don't loosen up your lens, you don't strengthen the ciliary muscles, And it's only a matter of about 15 to 20 years until you lose your lens, and all the doctors do then is remove it because you have cataract, you know. So I think that you can definitely do exercises. We have exercises where a little bit strain the ciliary muscles so they can see better, so they can become stronger, and make the lens flexible. The first thing you need to do is look a lot at the distance, but then we have exercise where you put objects really close to you to create a very manageable strain in the ciliary muscles, and then you put them far again, and you start to see them better. So we have fantastic exercise for presbyopia, and I think we did a good job, especially in the second edition, describing them.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll see you on Thursday. I'll be there.
I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much for that. That's cool. So, yeah, I think that it's really a beautiful thing that people are able to come together and to really make a difference for themselves. So, again, that number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602, and we're asking you to make a donation of support to WBAI, and for your pledge of $25, just $25, and you could spend that in a week just buying coffee, really. So we're asking you to offer that to WBAI and to participate in one of these really special lectures, and it's Vision for Life on Tuesday, or Vision for Life on Thursday, and it's just really 2 weeks away. So it's important for you to go ahead and make that pledge right now. The number is 516-620-3602. So we have another call coming in. I'm going to go for it. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hold on a sec. I think I lost. I hope I didn't lose my ear. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, turn down your radio, please. Meir, are you still with us?
I am. I will.
Almost
Thank you.
Here for a second.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Turn down your radio.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Please turn off your radio.
Yes, the question is, my son recently got palsy in his eyes, and his eyes became crossed. He is about 50 years old, and he never had problems with other eyes before, but he has diabetes. How can he be helped?
So did he have Bell's palsy or other kinds of palsy?
Pardon?
Was it Bell's palsy or other kinds of palsy?
Only in his eyes he has palsy.
Only in his eye. Yeah, I think that with work, with massage on his eyelids and with specific work for his core-sightedness, he definitely could be helped. Now, the diabetes, there's a few things he needs to do beside watching his diet, which is important. He needs to do exercise, and we have a very good massage to help him, but he needs to decide that he will walk a lot, that he will swim, that he will do something with his body to make sure that he gets more blood flow, because, as I mentioned before, the secondary condition to diabetes is poor blood flow, and that leads to many, many problems. We have wonderful exercise for cross-sightedness in our book, and because of his complication, my suggestion is that he will meet me individually and work with me. So, again, you can come to the lectures, and by the way, it's also good to come to the workshop, and the full price of the lectures plus is being deducted from the workshop, so you don't lose anything. You can definitely have to send him to me for several individual sessions when I will be in New York to make a difference, as long as he's willing to work, because there's a lot of work here. What we do with cross-sightedness, we lead to balanced use of the eyes. We work a lot with red and green glasses. With the red, you see one part, and with the green, you see another part, and we get the eyes to start and get to put them together. Also, the first thing you should do is take a small piece of paper with a masking tape and put it between his eyes so you will not get one eye controlling the other. That is the first thing that you should do. And in fact, we're going to do it immediately in the first lecture.
Would he be able to become normal again? This happened recently, about two months ago.
I mean, I cannot tell you that I have a promise of that, but my feeling is the